What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of Impulsive Thoughts.
He's like a parakeet.
Me?
No, him. I heard a noise.
Oh.
Not a parakeet. I'm like Doug.
Squirrel.
What's a Doug? Like funny?
From up.
Oh.
From
up, yeah. Oh, the okay.
It's a doggy.
I was like, well, I thought Doug funny.
The one that's like squirrel.
Hey, see, I, honestly, at first I thought Doug funny too.
Okay.
So
that's, yeah.
And then Dan said squirrel, and then I figured it out.
I always just think of Kirk looking at sounds.
That's funny.
He's lately fascinated by the fact that you can hear the people peeing upstairs.
Oh, God.
Wait, you can?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, and he's just smiling, looking at the ceiling, just... like butterflies are zooming around his head. He's cute.
That's what they say about Dave sometimes, too.
I see the resemblance, actually. I'm sure Autumn would agree.
I was going to say, who's Dave? Merv?
Merv.
I don't know any Daves.
And if you couldn't tell, everybody is back on the show.
Clap, clap. We can't actually clap because it'll get erased.
Yay.
And we can't say we have the clap anymore because we've all been to the doctor and checked and cured. And
says you.
We have?
Oh. I made my appointment. Fucking slackers.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
When the fuck did you get the clap?
The year was 1956.
Well, I mean, you know.
Thank God I wasn't alive.
I know Dan was older, but damn.
Grampy over there. Grampy the Trampy.
Back in my day.
Not dead. You young whippersnappers.
I invented the clap. Back then we called it the whippersnap.
So Don.
It's like that other old joke. They used to be called a mamaline till your mom jumped, or just called a Pauline till your mom jumped on one.
I get it because she's a tramp. Talking about my mama? I'm going to tell K-Dog on you.
I ain't scared.
Of my mother?
Scared of her.
Okay.
She got a far way to come get me.
Yeah, but she does make you red, so I beg to differ.
Doesn't mean I'm scared.
A little. He just won't say it to her face because you can't look at her in the eye.
That's right. Video call her real quick. Make him look her in the eye.
She'll be like, I'm not fucking talking to you fools.
So, with me as always.
Well, yeah, I was trying. I was getting to the...
I know.
You
got interrupted.
By yeah. Me as always.
Actually, no, it was Don.
It was Dan. The mama pole joke.
Yeah. Mama pole? What?
Mom Pauline.
Whatever.
Stop calling my mother a tramp. She's a hussy. I'm just kidding. Oh, don't tell her.
Oh, she's going to hear that.
I'm going to tell her you said it first.
Don't tell her as I'm speaking into the microphone.
Dan said it first.
Nope. There's.
He cut his ponytail off.
There's video, or voice proof right here. My voice did not say that at all. I did not call you a hussy.
Go fuck yourself.
Dang, tell your mom that too now?
I hope you fall through that trampoline. That's all I got.
And I'm joined here with Don, Dan, and Ellie.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm still back from Philadelphia.
You just got back from Florida. I don't know why I have to show my teeth like that when I talk like that either.
So, Don, I hear you have a really pretty good episode for us.
What? I just heard it was an episode. It's a good one?
Yeah, me too. He hasn't told me anything about it.
I don't know who the fuck
lied to you. What's it about? You haven't told me.
He's just going to read straight
from a Wikipedia page, and then this happened.
References. Arrow. www. I'm sorry, HTTP. Is that a colon or a backslash?
I was told to show my work.
What are you bringing to the table, Don?
Well, I got a Sunny D vodka seltzer.
Ah, shit.
What in the hell?
Okay, Hank Hill.
I'll tell you what, Bubby. I sell propane and propane accessories.
All right. I guess since I have to do something once
finally,
in a while.
Finally.
Once in a while.
Fuck, it's been 32 weeks, and me and Allie and Lupe have done all a million of them, so.
Yeah, you guys do a good job.
My back hurts, Don. For fucking carrying the team, okay?
Whoa.
You guys help.
Carrying the team now.
Making the schedule that nobody follows because I broke it this week.
And I also tried breaking it this week.
For the third week in a row.
Well, no, it broke the other weeks because Lupe never actually did an episode.
He did do an episode.
You tried to pawn that off.
Yeah.
You know, he finally did one, but we did a...
It was still his episode.
I did three episodes. The first episode was a bullshit episode. The second episode was an actual episode. The third episode was my episode. So the last 3 weeks.
Long story short, Donnie, you done fucked up.
Get your panties out of a bundle. It's your 10.
Going home.
Take your bobbies then. We don't fucking want them.
Taking my ball going home.
I'd rather watch SmackDown right now.
Me too, actually.
This is the main event, baby. Let's fucking hear it.
I came in the round out in the rain to hang out with you guys instead of watching fucking Rock.
That was a poor choice.
And yeah. Roman.
That was a fucking poor choice.
Seth.
So today I figured I would talk about the 1919 Black Sox. So 1919, the Black Sox scandal was an MLB game-fixing scandal for the 1919 World Series. The Sox were accused of purposely losing against the Cincinnati Reds in exchange for money from a gambling syndicate led by Arnold Rothstein.
Damn it, not Michael Jordan. I thought you were going to say Michael Jordan.
I don't think he was alive in 1919.
Well, I thought all gambling had to do with Michael Jordan. I just, you know, thought.
As a result, the National Baseball Commission was dissolved, and Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis...
What? Kennesaw?
That's the one thing I love about this time period in baseball.
Old-timey names.
A lot of fucking funny names.
Okay, slow that one down for you folks over here.
Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Mountain?
Yes. Was his middle name. Kennesaw was his first name.
Yeah.
So he could have just went with M, but he was like
Judge. Actually, that would kind of be funny if it was
Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Well, there's Judge Reinhold. That's his.
That's
name.
True.
See, so don't be a dick. Wow, that's a fucking doozy.
Yeah.
Imagine that fucker haunting.
So wait, what was dissolved?
The National Baseball Commission.
What the fuck is
so
that?
So back then, instead of like you know how sports have like commissioners.
Yeah.
So instead of having like one commissioner for the league, they had it was like a group of people, I guess. And the Baseball Commission, they oversaw the league and everything.
Wow.
Okay, so real quick, could you imagine that fucker haunting you? Like, I could have saw Mountain Landis, and you're like, what? And he's like. I'm gonna saw Mountain Landis, and you're like, "I'm sorry, you're gonna have to slow that down." And he just fucking walks away because he gives up. He's like, "Bitch, I'm Mountain Landis," and he like goes, "I'm a judge, motherfucker," and he just drops the gavel and leaves. Anyways, continue.
You, sir, may fuck off. When you say gavel, that's all I can think of.
Fucking small town murder on his ass. You, sir, may fuck off.
So after the National Baseball Commission was dissolved and Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis was appointed as the first actual commissioner of baseball.
With a name like that, how could you not be?
Selig.
I want that on a jersey. Kennesaw Mountain Landis, number one. Number one, baby, number one.
He was given basically absolute control over the sport to restore it to its integrity. So he was able to do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Basically, his rules, blank slate.
Uh-huh. And you'll see more about that later on.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun. Was there a players' union at this time?
No.
Okay.
His iron rule over the game for nearly 25 years is generally credited with bringing back the public confidence in the game. But some decisions in the Black Sox matter. Some decisions in the Black Sox matter have remained controversial. Ooh. I can't read my handwriting sometimes.
It's okay, I do the same thing.
Others also blame Landis for delaying racial integration of baseball.
So he was not a good guy.
No, he was
not a good
guy. I think he was known as like a very hard ass.
Mm. Well, and with a name like that, how could you not be a racist?
And he's a judge.
That's true.
I mean, like, that sounds like you owned a plantation. This is Landis Landing.
This is Landis Landing.
This is Mountains Landing.
At the time,
Landis Landing.
At the time, the owner of the White Sox was Charles Comiskey.
Sure was.
Black Sox?
Well, White Sox, but yeah, Black Sox.
White Sox.
Wink.
Call them by their proper name.
I got it.
He was very much disliked by his players and resented for his miserliness.
Comiskey was?
Yes.
Ooh. Miserliness.
He was a prominent That's player a himself from 1882 to 1894 and had taken a part of the Players League Labor Rebellion of 1890.
Damn.
The fact that this was still in the 1890s is fucking, oh my God.
He had a long reputation of underpaying the players, even though they were one of the top teams and even won the series 2 years prior, 1917.
Yep.
So you're saying nothing's changed in 30 years.
I knew someone was going
to Why we can't fucking, yep.
Doesn't matter, it's not Comiskey anymore. It's still fucking stupid ass voice, motherfuckers.
Because of baseball's reserve clause, any player who refused to accept a contract from their team was prohibited from playing baseball on any other professional team.
Damn.
Wow.
Players can only change teams with permission from their current team. Without a union, players had absolutely zero bargaining power.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't like us. How about you go get fucked?
Yeah.
You know what? You can go sell fucking candy on the corner. Can you say popcorn really loud? Or get your beer here? Like, you should practice that because that's all you fucking got. Like, that's literally it. Like, what else are you going to do? That's your life. That's what you've done your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you don't want to play for us?
You don't want to play for us?
Too bad.
Okay.
You said, take your bobbies, go home.
You don't like other juice?
I thought you said that you like to play baseball. You don't like to play my baseball? What's wrong with my baseball?
Don't.
I just want to see how long her monologue would go.
While I'm picking belly button lint out of my toy.
Whoa.
Listen, don't you talk about Big Bertha over here like that. Big Gertha over here.
Big Gertha. The Sox clubhouse was basically divided into two factions.
Black and white.
Jesus. Black and red and white.
Group, well, I mean, the game was.
Oh, and zebras.
The game was.
That's how the joke goes, right?
The game wasn't integrated, so.
That's why I guessed that.
Remember Judge Mountain Landis?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I literally guessed that. That wasn't like a racial thing. I was, here we go.
Well, no,
and my partner, Andrew Jackson.
Small town murder.
I want that shirt.
One group represented the more straight-laced players known as the Clean Sox.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm clear.
This included players such as second baseman Eddie Collins, catcher Ray Schulk, and pitchers Red Faber and Dickie Kerr.
Good old Dickie.
The two groups rarely talked to each other on or off the field, and the only thing they had in common was their resentment for Charles Comiskey.
Hmm. I mean,
sounds about right.
I actually know a couple people where the only thing we have in common is the resentment towards some other people.
I actually probably am the resentment people bond over.
That tracks. That tracks. Do you know those people too?
So, on September 18th, 1919, the White Sox first baseman Chick Gandel met with known bookie and gambler Joe Sport Sullivan.
Michael Jordan. Sorry.
At the Boston Hotel Buckminster.
Go Red Sox.
The two men met to discuss plans to throw the upcoming series to the Reds for $80,000.
Which would be how much in today's money? Did you do the stuff?
Do you know who we're talking to here? No, he didn't do the conversion.
It's on one of my other pages.
I bite my tongue, Donald.
Did you really,
you dog.
What year was it?
1919. Oh. Remember?
You dog, Donald. Look at you.
Later, a meeting between the Sox players occurred on September 21st in Chick's hotel room in New York. There were players who attended that went just to listen to the plan, just to
say they could be there,
I guess.
Or
yeah,
to hear it out to see if it was worth them joining or not.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, because if it was good and worth risking it all, I mean, it might be a good buy-in, right?
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
I like biscuits.
Buck Weaver was the only player to attend and not receive money.
Crispy bread!
But he was still banned from baseball for knowing about it and not reporting it. So not
guilty
really,
by association.
Not really worth it for, yeah.
Well, he didn't get anything, right? He was just there, right? Mm-hmm. He just fucking knew about it and didn't tattletale on him.
Yeah. Although he hardly played in the series, utility infielder Fred McMullen knew about the scheme and threatened to report it unless he was in on the payoff.
Bastard.
Star outfielder Shoeless Joe Jackson was mentioned as a participant, but never attended any meetings.
I know that guy.
And his actual involvement was disputed.
It's because he didn't wear any shoes. They couldn't track his feet prints there.
It's because he didn't feet do prints? It.
Yeah.
Look at his stats for the series. He didn't do shit.
He actually had pretty good stats.
That's what I'm saying. He was not involved.
They weren't going to accuse him if he was fucking hitting good. They're like, we can't lose Shoeless Joe.
Jackson was arguably one of the best players in the game, and legend Babe Ruth said he modeled his game after Joe.
What did
really?
I just say?
I didn't know that.
What did
I
just say?
Yeah, I didn't know
say?
That either.
Jackson's involvement remains controversial to this day. He reportedly refused the $5,000 bribe, which in I think it said in 2022 would be equal to like $84,000.
That's it?
Right.
What do you mean that's it?
Even $84,000?
$5,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. That's what? I'm not going to do the percentage, but...
All right, so I got $5,000 in the bank right now. And if I had $84,000, I would be pissing myself. I'm just saying. And that's 2022, so let's jack that up a year to 100.
But compared to what they're making.
Right, but this was just on one bet.
Oh.
So he refused the $5,000 bribe twice, even though it would have doubled his salary. So they weren't making a lot.
Right.
Especially with Charles Comiskey, who underpaid them.
Right.
Joe even tried to report the fix to Comiskey, but he refused to meet with him.
Dang.
Unable to afford legal counsel, Jackson was represented by team attorney Alfred Austrian, which could
I don't
be
know why
seen
I thought
as
he said Tina Turner. Team attorney.
Tina Turner.
Sorry.
Tell me why I was like, was Bobby there? I was like, no, that's Whitney. Never mind. Golly.
Which could be seen as a conflict of interest.
Bobby and Whitney? Absolutely.
Years later, players that were implicated in the scandal confirmed Jackson was never at any meetings and teammate Lefty Williams said they only used Jackson's name to give their plot more credibility.
So, I want to put this out there because Dan mentioned this a couple episodes previous. I don't remember what we were talking about, but think of a time before the fucking cell phones and social media and like when people weren't following celebrities or baseball players weren't fucking huge celebrities everywhere and they could not say he was there or not. Motherfucker could have been there.
Right.
And everyone could be covering for it or whatever. Or he could have not been there. We don't know. We don't fucking know.
I know. But he wasn't there.
If Britney Spears took a shit this morning at 7:32, I bet you I would know about it.
But to be fair, she'd probably post it herself.
Yeah. But my point is, my, you know, like, think of a time, the simplicity of it.
Righto.
You'd have to go back to, like...
1919?
No, like...
the 80s?
Early 90s. Like, I mean, internet really wasn't prevalent until, what, early 2000s?
But even then, there were still gossip magazines.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta go back even further than
that. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
People were still reporting in the newspapers. When the war was big, it was still then. So you gotta go back far.
Yeah.
Because when the wars... Like, so World War II is when I would say... started really, you know, like
tabloids and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, not even tabloids, just like propaganda.
Yeah.
So that's when I would say that it would probably be then and on. Mm-hmm. So this is like primo time of like getting away with shit. Michael Jordan, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I mean, he was huge.
No, your Bears thing.
When Ronnie
I said,
Router?
Yeah, when I said, how would anyone not see, like, know
Sean
this Bears?
Gale and stuff like that. Yeah. But then we were talking about it with Michael Jordan, too, because, like, back then in the 90s, I mean, like, cell phones were big, but they didn't have fucking cameras and shit like that on them. So people didn't always just have a camera with them unless you were paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, different fucking times. You could not prove that anyone was there or not there. So it's a different kind of court case. Sorry, Don. I just figured I'd bring a little different depth to your...
No, that's fine.
Episode.
Whatever takes up more time.
Okay. keep spitballing is what you're saying? I figured you might want me to fill some of your time.
In,
looks down immediately.
an article in 1993 in the American Statistician reported...
I was born then, too.
Yeah, good.
Maybe 1943.
She didn't say I was born in that year, but I was born by then. So.
Not 43.
I was alive.
An article in the American Statistician reported the results of a statistical analysis of Joe's contribution during the 1919 World Series.
Not born then.
And they concluded that there was substantial support to Jackson's subsequent claims of innocence.
A.K.A. if it doesn't a fit. Or doesn't a fit, don't a fucking...
Wow.
Just have a stroke?
OJ.
If the glove don't fit, we must acquit.
There it is. If it doesn't a fit, you can't. What he said.
She just tried speaking a different language.
I tried to speak Sanskrit, okay? Like, mad... What are those called? The wingdings.
Wingdings.
That's what I just... I fucking spit on.
There have been...
Just loogied all over my face.
There have been many requests to have Joe reinstated to baseball so he can finally have his name in the Hall of Fame where it belongs.
2024 Chula's Joe Jackson, let's fucking hologram that shit!
Even as recently as 2015.
Not soon enough, 2024. It's
but every request has been denied since then.
Fuckers.
And I think it might have been either Bud Selig, who was commissioner before the current guy, or it was either the current guy, Rob Manfred, that said, I don't remember his exact quote, but he basically said he wouldn't overturn Kennesaw's decision.
That's exactly the same.
He doesn't want to be haunted by that spooky racist motherfucker, would you? Trying to understand what that fucking southern bumfuck said. I don't know if he's southern, but that name sounds southern as fuck. He's got to be, right?
I would think so.
Probably.
I mean, if he's racist,
Kennesaw,
too.
Motherfucker, what was his name?
Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis. It's like you can't... slide to the left.
As recent in 2020, ESPN reported that the MLB shifted its policy and that the league has no hold on banned players after they die because the ineligible list bars players from privileges that include a job with a major league club. It's unclear how that could affect Jackson going into the Hall of Fame.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Didn't know about that until I, like... actually did stuff for this.
So read that again, just so I'm like clear I'm understanding what you're saying.
In 2020, ESPN reported that the MLB shifted its policy and that the league has no hold on banned players after they die because the ineligible list bars players from privileges that include a job with a major league club.
So they're saying that because he's passed away, that he's eligible to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Because he's no longer part of that
they're
club.
They're saying since he's dead,
he can't benefit from being in the Hall of Fame.
He can't basically be on the ineligible list anymore, because all that's for is saying, like, oh, you can't play for this team or work for this team.
I see. Become a coach, a manager, whatever. Yeah.
That's why it said they don't know how it would affect his status to be able to get into the Hall of Fame.
Right. What? Dude's been long dead. Like, let's hype his ass up. 2024. Who's buying a jersey with me? Not you. You're a Cubs fan. So.
So back to the scandal a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
It got a big boost when the straight-laced Red Faber couldn't pitch due to getting the flu. Years later, Schalk said that
Michael Jordan would have pitched. Sorry.
Who'd you say?
I said Michael Jordan would have pitched.
Well, depends on where his bet was.
I was just going to say, he wasn't betting on it.
years later, Schalk said that the fix wouldn't have worked if Faber had been available, because according to Schalk, Faber was the ace of the staff, and he most certainly would have gotten the start that instead went to alleged conspirators Eddie Seacott and Lefty Williams. That was another one of those funny.
How do we know payoff wasn't
Eddie Jones?
Say you're sick and you can't start, you know?
Well, I mean, like I said, he was part of the straight-laced group of the Sox. The clean Sox, as they call them.
Clean Sox, yeah. The White Sox.
I'm wearing clean socks today. I did laundry yesterday.
So when they started the series,
you guys missed me, I know you did.
Williams lost 3 games, which became a series record. And Ricky,
not no mo.
I'll bet you it is. To lose 3 games in the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, now there's so many starters
and bullpen guys and all kinds of shit.
That's true.
Jesus, that's crazy.
And rookie Dickie Kerr, who wasn't a part of the fix, won both of his.
Ricky Bobby, rookie Dickie.
The Gamblers started reneging on their promised payments to the players. So the players decided to double-cross the Gamblers and ended up winning games 6 and 7 in a best-of-9.
Best-of-9? Holy
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ.
How pissed were they? Like, hey, I'm going to fuck you guys over real quick. Watch this. Hold my beer.
After the 2 wins, threats were made to the players and their families,
like I said,
on the behalf of gamblers.
That's the also other side of hold my beer.
Yeah.
That's Williams, my whiskey.
Williams started game 8 and gave up 4 straight one-out hits for 3 runs before manager Kid Gleason relieved him. The Sox
It's painful, and I'm not even there.
The Sox lost game 8 and the series on October 9th, 1919.
Yikes.
Which, this is actually one of my favorite movies, 8 Men Out.
I need to watch that still.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I ain't never seen it.
Me either.
I think I've only heard about it from you talking about it, Don.
Probably.
All I know is Ray Liotta does a good job playing Shoeless Joe in there.
8 Men Out?
It's a joke.
I thought that was...
It's a joke.
No.
He's in the other one.
He's in Feel
the Dreams.
Yeah.
I'm clear. I was asking you, confirming that was a movie. I was ignoring him.
8 Men Out is about this.
Okay. I was ignoring Daniel, looking at you.
Rumors of the fix dogged the Sox during the 1920 season, and stories of corruption touched players on other clubs as well. I think the Cubs were actually involved in something.
Really?
Yeah.
Shady bastards.
I don't really know, but I think you're right.
In September 1920, a grand jury convened to investigate. And on September 28th, Eddie Seacott confessed to his participation in the scheme. Despite their 1920 season being on the line, which they were basically fighting for first place with the Indians, I think, the whole time. But despite their season being on the line, Comiskey suspended the remaining 7 players still in the league, saying he had no choice but to do it.
No chance. That's what he's got.
He's canceled now.
Triple H is canceled?
No, that's Vince McMahon's theme song.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Durr.
The grand jury issued its decision on October 22nd, and 8 players and 5 gamblers were indicted or implicated. The indictments included 9 counts of conspiracy to defraud. The trial began on June 27th, 1921, but was delayed because 2 defendants claimed to be ill. Of course.
How convenient.
Right.
Also, before the trials, before the trial, key evidence went missing out of the Cook County Courthouse, including a signed confession from Seacott and Jackson.
Interesting.
So I think there was a signed confession from Jackson because the team lawyer he had got him whiskeyed up and basically
was like, hey, sign this real quick. Yeah.
Something like that.
I need your autograph. You're John Hancock over here.
And I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, Jackson was also illiterate.
I mean, that doesn't shock me during that time. Most of those guys quit school to play baseball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't saying it as... Plus, Great Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was after that, but still.
A lot of them were working, yeah. It was, and they had regular jobs.
Right.
Because, like he said, they got paid so cheap. Back then, there was baseball players that worked a regular 9-to-5 job and then went and played games.
Right, and supported... their family.
Yeah, when they had like 10 kids because there was no pulling out back then.
Well, I didn't think there were condoms back then.
And, well, they were made out of socks.
Sheepskin.
Like those were the dirty socks.
The intestine. I'm going to throw up.
I didn't hear what she said.
That's okay. You didn't need to.
It's something that she didn't want to be on. Here, probably.
Yeah, I really didn't.
The trial began on June 27th, 1921, but was delayed because I read that already.
I was like, I've seen this tree.
Oh.
Oh, we're done.
No.
Oh. And that concludes today's episode.
All right. So key Don, evidence went
Don
missing.
Don was not illiterate, by the way. He went to school.
I mean, sometimes.
He cannot read his own handwriting.
Definitely that, because when I, like, kind of rush, it gets sloppy.
Yeah,
the only time it's not sloppy is when I'm taking my time. And with this, I'm like, gotta get done.
I don't want to fucking do this anyways. Stupid Alec,
my
bitch.
Fucking hand started hurting, too.
I hate this goddamn
For a minute, I was like, should I just copy and paste from Wikipedia to the Word document?
Arrow.
All right, so their missing confessions went.
Missing.
Disappeared.
Went disappeared.
But they... after the confessions went missing, both players ended up recanting their confessions.
Ooh.
Some years later, the missing confessions reappeared in the possession of Comiskey's lawyer.
Are they somewhere like on display in the Hall of Fame, maybe?
I'm not sure.
That would be cool.
That would
be fucking cool.
I would go see that.
Hell yeah.
It depends, though. I don't know if baseball would really want too much of like the scandal.
True.
But I feel like there's got to be some like some back hall museum that's like got some sort of like shady shit like that. Dude, I'd pay fucking $20 to go see that shit.
Yeah.
And drive however fucking far. It's got to be in Ohio.
We're not in the 1919s anymore. Ain't no $20 to go to some museum.
All right, listen, it's got to be in Ohio. Ohio has everything back alley podunk. Like, I find that. I don't know. I just found like if you go to Ohio.
Oh, no. I don't say.
What's in Ohio?
Ohio, I think, is.
Canton is a football
is hall. The NFL yeah. hall.
NFL thing, hall. Yeah.
Canton, Christmas Ohio.
Christmas Story House is in Ohio.
What house?
Christmas Story House.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shit that like took place here,
mm-hmm.
but it's over there. So I feel like these documents would probably be over there because of one house that I am, because I said so.
Detective Alley.
On the case.
Ding, ding.
Could you imagine Kirk with a fucking, what are those things? Magnifying glass. Lorelai with a little hat on, pissed. She'd smoke a pipe. I know she would.
I also kind of found it funny that it said that the confessions ended up in, like, reappeared in Comiskey's lawyer's possession.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking took it in the first place?
Yeah.
Not shady.
Like I said,
at
and
all.
Where were the cameras? Imagine
not invented yet.
Right. Imagine CCTV back then. All right, don't move. Hold on. Reloading.
It's just someone sitting there drawing.
Right. And he's, like, erasing because he's moving.
On July 1st, the prosecution announced that former Sox player Sleepy Bill Burns turned state's evidence. All I hear is
I just imagine the Bernstein Bears. And he's like, like walking up with a bat and fucking like one black sock and one white sock, and the wife is like, "Meh, you wore the wrong socks." I don't know how they sound,
Sleepy,
but you know.
Sleepy Bill Burns.
Sleepy Bill.
So he ended up turning state's evidence. After additional testimony and evidence shown on July 28th, the defense rested, and the case went to the jury. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours before returning with the verdict of not guilty.
Yeah.
On all charges for all the players.
Woo-hoo. That's all I'm talking about.
Upon taking office after the scandal, before the 1921 season, one of Landis's first acts of commissioner was to use his new powers to place the 8 accused players on the ineligible list.
Bullshit.
A decision that effectively left them suspended indefinitely from all organized professional baseball. I think some of the players ended up like starting or joining this league called the Barnstorming League. So they were barnstorming. Okay. So they were just going to go around and just play baseball.
I want to say that that sounds correct. The name doesn't sound correct, but that's neither here nor there with me because I don't remember. But I remember something about them starting something where they could just play baseball for the love of baseball.
Well, that's also one of the things it showed in the 8 Men Out movie was...
Why do I feel like I've seen that then?
I don't know if it was like a father-son watching the game or something like that, but it was a game that Shoeless Joe was playing in.
I'm looking it up because I feel like I've seen that.
Were they surrounded by corn?
Wrong movie!
Following the players' acquittals, Landis quickly denied any thoughts that he might reinstate the implicated players. On August 3rd, 1921, the day after they were acquitted, Landis issued his own verdict, saying, regardless of the verdict of the juries, no player who throws a ball game, no player who undertakes or promises to throw a ball game, no player who sits in confidence with a bunch of crooked ball players and gamblers, where the ways and means of throwing the ball game are discussed and does not promptly tell his club about it, will ever play professional baseball. That sounds like a Mountain Landis thing to say.
Throwing the fucking gavel down.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, he is racist fuck.
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, he's got a point, though.
Look what happened to Pete Rose. I mean...
You do bad things, yeah. You no play.
Yeah. You play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. But for the ones that they could not prove or were... I'm air quoting because we don't know. Wrongly accused and acquitted.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look at the.
I mean, by the way, I think I have seen that movie. I just did not know what it was called. I remember watching it like as a little kid. I
can't think of.
But that's is that entirely fair? No, but I get that life isn't fair either. But
Kevin Costner.
No, God damn it.
Yeah.
I said I can't think of one of the actors. He goes Kevin Costner. John Cusack's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is he really?
I had IMDP.
Oh, okay. IMDP.
IMDP. IMDP. Double penetrated.
Oh, that's my dad's initials, by the way. What is with you making fun of my family today? You don't even know that. You fuck.
How do I make fun of your family? I make fun of your speaking.
Maybe I have anxiety. And I'm stuttering, and you're fucking calling me out on it. Anything else, Daniel?
Canceled. So I couldn't remember why they had to stop the barnstorming tour. So basically, they were forced to cancel those plans after Landis let it be known that anyone who played with or against them would also be banned from baseball for life.
I remember that because you're, like, in association with, like, banned. Dismembered, not dismembered.
Yeah, it says
whoa.
Disbanded. Dismembered. Whoa. Disbanded people. That's what I meant to say. Not dismembered.
See, that's why they needed
those in your car too.
What, Rob? Oh my god.
Huh?
That's why they needed Morgan Her Freeman story. To give his speech earlier.
Fucking
the guy that had the dildo.
Double holstered. Yeah. I'm done. I'm fucking quit.
Oh yeah, the sheriff.
Double-sided dildo. The sheriff. The sheriff.
They
Lieutenant get dangle gangle.
So this says they then announce plans to play a regular exhibition game every Sunday in Chicago, but the Chicago City Council threatened to cancel the license of any ballpark that hosted
Fuck
them.
Damn, man, what a bunch of pricks!
Fuck Chicago.
With seven of their best,
let's calm down.
With seven of their best players permanently sidelined, the White Sox crashed into seventh place in 1921. And would not be a factor in a pennant race again until 1936, 5 years after Comiskey's death.
Until 2005.
Shocker. 2005 is when they won it.
I know.
I mean, I can't say shit either. It's been how many years for the Cubs?
Well, I mean, that's why, like, since they haven't, they didn't win it from, what, 1917 till 2005?
Yep.
That's why, like, people said the Cubs have the curse of the Billy Goat.
Right.
Well, people said the Sox have the curse of the Black Sox.
Yeah.
But before that 1919, 1917, do you know who they beat in the World Series?
The Cubs.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the Cubs.
Did you expect anything less?
I don't want to say I agree with you because I'm not a fan of you as of current, but I concur.
Did you see the pain on her face when she said that?
My eye started twitching again, and it hasn't done that in months.
Here comes the migraine.
I was just going to say I have a migraine. Don, you really are my bestie. What?
I've been so nice while you've been gone, throwing you compliments on the pod while you've been gone.
I didn't listen to it.
And this is what you return to. Me, you being mean.
You didn't see what I did to Don when you weren't here.
Don't care.
See? There you go. It's good hatted. It's in our bit, Dan. It's our bit. Donald?
Oh. I was just waiting my turn. I almost raised my hand.
Did I tell you that you could do that?
Wait,
are you
my
done?
Turn? Well, I was going to say...
Your book's closed.
No, I know.
Your book report over?
Looking at something on my phone.
But that was the end of it?
Well, I was going to say...
I was going to read his sources. Shut up.
Yeah. Got a source. No, I was going to say a lot of people think the Black Sox name came like from that. Some people think that it existed before the fix, because there's a story that the name Black Sox derived from Comiskey's refusal to pay the players. Oh, pay for their uniforms to be laundered.
Which they were just so dirty. Yep.
Instead, insisting that the players themselves pay for the cleaning. As the story goes, the players refused, and subsequent games saw the Sox playing progressively filthier uniforms as dirt, sweat, and grime collected on the white. I think back then they were woolen too.
See,
wool.
They were.
Yeah.
If only they had waited two more years, Roscoe could have laundered their uniforms.
Oh, Jesus.
We started in 1921.
Could you imagine though, paying? Oh my God. Playing? I'm just going to stop. But playing in wool. Like head to toe, their hats were wool.
But that, not only that, but also dirty uniforms.
Right.
I'm sure after one game they stunk enough. Ugh.
Talk about fucking the clap or whatever we were talking about earlier.
Gonorrhea.
The clap. They had clap the mites. They had clap the fucking off. The clapper. They had everything. Oh, they were the yuckies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even thinking about all of that. I'm just thinking about how hot it would be in those damn jerseys.
But that's what I'm saying. So imagine the yeast infection that those fuckers got.
I mean,
they don't get those.
I sweat in...
They probably get worse than that.
I sweat in our softball jerseys and
I wore shorts. I wore shorts and cut off my sleeves and still sweated my ass off.
Yes.
Yes. Off.
Sweat my ass off. I'm walking over here.
Keep walking.
You know what I think's interesting? I just thought about this out of nowhere. How about how full circle has come where probably the most popular jersey option now is wearing a black White Sox uniform. Like they wear them on Sundays, you know, the black.
Southsiders. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I have.
Well, the Southside's newer, but I mean, they've been wearing the black ones for a while now. But yeah, but now the Southside ones are even more badass. Mm-hmm. But, just the black uniforms, the ones that they were wearing on Sundays, every Sunday home game they would wear for a while, for the last, shit, probably 10 years.
Yep.
I love those Sunday jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Chris Sale didn't love them.
No, I think those were different ones he didn't like.
Yeah, it was either way.
I want them to bring the vest jerseys back.
Yeah, where they could wear the t-shirt underneath. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I always think of like Jermaine Dye and like Scotty Pods.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see Tadahito Oguchi?
Yeah, he threw out first pitch.
Hell yeah, he hasn't aged a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And my I sent that to my dad, and he goes, just like me. And I said, sure, Dad, fine wine. And then I just wanted to scream, Gooch! I remember being a little kid at the game screaming that, having no idea what I was saying. It's fine, I grew up fine.
Wait, a little kid? You were born in what year?
91.
So they won in 05. You're 13.
I mean, not old enough to be screaming Gooch at the top of my lungs.
Why? What's wrong with Gooch?
Do you want... Lupe, can you bend over? I'm going to give him an anatomy lesson. On
why does it got to be me?
Okay, Don.
Nope.
Do you want me pointing at Don?
No.
It's his name, Gooch.
Okay. We're just not even going to go there.
I think she's...
You ask for it. I just want you to know you ask for my douchery.
I think she's really regretting coming back.
Yeah. I'm actually going to quit the pod.
Yes, finally. Get my seat back.
He did sit there last week.
I know,
week.
And he fucking ripped ass in it. I can feel it.
I did not. I did nothing of the sort.
Feels soggy. I've been standing more than half the time. I actually traded the chairs out.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And thus concludes. So.
I learned a lot today.
I did,
because
too.
I never really, followed
that. Was a great episode, Donald. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. A little more enthusiastically next time?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, did you figure out what 85,000 was the equivalent to today?
No, the 5,000 is what I...
Oh, so the 85,000 is equivalent to, I think it said like $1.5 million today.
Yeah, I think I did see that. I just didn't write it down.
Well, how much was it?
Like 1.5, he said.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Dang.
Thought that's what I read.
What happened when the guy hits a home run and it broke the scoreboard, too, and the lights blew up? That was pretty cool, too, when that happened in 1919.
Not that this is about the White Sox, but I saw the best Halloween costume. So...
What is that? Oh, I thought somebody was cracking their knuckles. And I immediately look at Don, because Don does that shit. Except he doesn't crack his knuckle normally. Don, show her how you crack your knuckles.
I've seen it. It's fucking... No. I've seen him eat a Kit Kat. I've seen him crack his knuckles with his teeth.
You know, Amy and Chris were telling me that how I open cans is weird, too.
How do you open a can?
Do you do it with
Jesus.
The side of your hand?
Like this? No, I do it with my thumb.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like...
I'm sorry.
Is that not normal?
Did you watch things from Germany or something? Or from a fucking...
Dad, how do you rate your ends?
Wait, what? You do a down first and start a top again?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did you seriously just do the line twice and then you fucking did it?
Yes. She does it too. She
you
does.
Do it.
Why would you do the line twice?
It's...
What does it matter?
You start... What the French toast is going?
I'll tell you what, Bobby.
All right, apparently that we're both German. Or Swedish or Deutsch or whatever. I don't know.
Deutsch.
You know, the can thing is I go like this.
You could be Australian. Good day, mate.
I'm perplexed right now.
How?
Don't. Why are you doing it right in the middle of a page?
You're not going to get that far, trust me.
I mean, I hope not. That's my goal.
How do you write your Z? okay, that's normal.
What's wrong with that? Weirdo. It looks just like your N, if not better than your N. Weirdo. Oh.
So. I'm going to give a shout out to someone on the podcast that doesn't even listen to the podcast.
Your wife?
Yep, her birthday's next Thursday.
So why are we shouting her out?
Just a guess.
Just because. It's fun.
Because he wants to do it before you record next Friday?
Because it's fun.
It's not my episode for next Friday.
Well, I just meant as a group.
Oh.
It's my episode. Maybe. I'm going to come up with an excuse why I can't record, too. Are you going to be here next Friday?
No.
Damn it.
I work. Nice.
Oh, yeah, she's been.
But I want you here for my episode.
Oh, that was actually very kind of you. Thank you.
It's, I mean, you should wait to say that until you figure out why he wants you here.
Fucking high. Two nice comments in a row.
She's going to short circuit.
I'm having a brain freeze and I haven't drank anything. Oh, sorry.
So,
I can't close it. I'm getting in trouble.
If anyone has can watch the channel Vice, the newest episode of Dark Side of the Ring is out.
Only you pay for every streaming service ever available.
It's not a streaming service. I watch it through Comcast.
You also have cable? Oh.
All I know is I can't wait to taste Donnie's sausage.
I bet you he encased more sausages for me than you.
I bet I don't care. As long as I get some.
I don't care.
I was looking like he was like the Santa Claus of sausage, though, because Jesse posted on Facebook, this sausage is so good. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, Donnie, who did you not make sausage for?
Santa Claus.
I actually made a lot. I have a lot in my freezer.
Santa Claus of sausage. I'm sitting by the pool and I get pictures of Don at the meat store. My mom's like, who are you texting? I'm like, Don. I'm like, he's looking at meat right now. And she's like, what? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to go in the pool.
Don't judge me, K-Dog.
Oh, so you know who commented on your picture that said, I live there. That's my cousin.
Okay. I was going to ask you.
Yes.
She's in Punta Gorda?
Yes.
Wild. Small world.
Her mom is actually my cousin, so whatever she is, like my second cousin, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Small world.
Yeah. I saw her comment. I'm like, whoa, Devin's commenting on an impulse. But then I saw your most recent post got a lot of interaction from people.
Well, you know why, right? Because I tagged everyone.
I do that a lot of times, too, but people still don't comment. But I think because the subject you put up about your bucket list.
They see your name, and they're like, yeah, not that important.
Typically what I do.
Yes.
Just like how I barely listen to you, so I don't. You might have told me this before, but I don't remember.
Time to come back.
When I was dropping that stuff off to Jesse, he was talking to me about work and stuff.
Yeah.
And I told him I might be going to work in Illinois soon. And he said, I got to look out for your brother-in-law? Stepbrother?
Mike.
Tyler?
Oh, Tyler.
Because he works for Local One, I guess.
Stepbrother. Ex-stepbrother.
Yeah.
Tyler.
That's
the creator.
Rodenberg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he works for the Boilermakers in Illinois.
Huh. Yes.
So I texted Porter and asked if he knew him.
But Don doesn't actually go to work when he says he goes to work. He says that he's going to be like on, you know, I don't know. I'll just throw out a random location. Maybe like in Burns Harbor at a place called Cleveland Cliffs and, you know, or a certain somebody works, and I don't think he goes there.
Nope. She's just mad that's not where I'm going next week.
Are you getting called back?
I got a 4-day hit next week.
Nice. Where at?
U.S. Steel. So
the better
next door to me.
have to be clean shaven.
That's because they have higher standards there. They don't hire like hippies and shit there.
Jesus.
And we're back.
Shots fired.
I'm home. Hi, honey. I'm home.
Lube's like, I'm just going to sit here and look at my beer, think about drinking it. What the fuck kind of beer is that? I've been looking at it.
I have no idea. I got it from one of my stops.
All I see is 1664 Blanc.
Yeah. It's...
Blanc means white, right?
No, Blanco.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right. Queso Blanco.
Cronenberg.
Ooh.
Don't act like you know what that is.
I don't. I just said ooh.
It's French.
Blanc. So Blanc might be, I think, white in French.
Think it might be.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, guys.
So now you cut out 20 minutes, we can do the closing now.
I don't know. Are you going to talk again?
Yeah, I'm going to keep talking.
I'm going to leave then.
Good episode.
Good job, Donald. Proud of you.
It's good to have everybody back. And then next week it's going to be different again.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I'll be here.
So, that being said, I'm Lupe. Joined here with Mr. Donnie Rowe with a great episode.
See ya.
Dano.
Hi. Oh, and, bye.
And Miss Allie P.
Meow.
Remember, guys, don't believe everything you think.